For French bakers, a baguette isn't just a loaf of bread, it's a work of art.
On pense que c'est pareil, toujours pareil, le pain, mais ça demande beaucoup d'attention.
People think all bread is the same, but it needs a lot of care. The dough is alive. You have to feel whether it's good or not.
Traditional bakeries sell baguettes for around $1, so a decision by a major French supermarket chain to slash its baguette price to 30 cents has scandalized artisanal bakers like Jean-Philippe.
Ils cassent tous les prix.
They are disrupting prices, compromising on the flour and quality. Baking is about passion. It's not just about money and business.
Mon ressenti.
Retailer Leclerc says the cut-price baguette aims to shield customers at a time of inflation and rising prices. But the move has caused something of an uproar in France. Some fear an erosion of French values, others the demise of quality. The debate has even made its way into the French presidential campaign.
La baguette à 29 centimes, alors que le prix de la farine...
30 cents for a baguette. The flour is 10 cents, so prices are being destroyed.
Ça veut dire qu'il y a une destruction de valeur.
The baguette price war has certainly stirred emotions, but there's also the question of taste. Every year in France, a prize is awarded for the best baguette in Paris. The jury is made up of top bakers, but also members of the public, because nearly everyone in France has an opinion about what makes a good baguette. So let's see if people can pick a 30 cent baguette from a traditional one.
C'est celle-là.
Oui, celle-là.
Celle-là?
Yes.
J'imagine celle-là.
Yes.
It's a tradition. When you go abroad, you can try hard to find a French baguette, but it doesn't exist.
C'est une tradition, la baguette française. Quand on va dans d'autres pays,
it has to be all crusty and very fluffy inside.
The supermarket has called the baguette row ridiculous. It says the promotion poses little long-term threat to bakers, as it will end in a few months. But the debate reveals that few things incite passions in France quite like this. Natasha Butler, Al Jazeera, Paris.